This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. It's hard to pin down just where the economy is headed. And stop me if you've heard us say this before. There's always you, the American consumer. Despite the trade war, the impeachment investigation, even warning signs of a possible recession, most consumers seem to think the economy is doing just fine right now. According to the monthly survey out today from the University of Michigan, consumer sentiment climbed to its highest point in 3 months. Marketplace's Erica Barris explains some of the reasons why consumers are feeling flush.
First reason, lower mortgage interest rates, thanks to the Federal Reserve. Towards the end of last year, they peaked at a little over 5%. Today, they're just under 4%, says Mark Hamrick of Bankrate.com.
On a $200,000 loan, which is a number that is close to the median price of a home in the United States, including whatever down payment there might be, that saves $150 a month.
Rates on credit cards and car loans haven't fallen as much. But even so, consumers are spending more on the cars they're buying, says Ivan Drury with Edmunds. And that brings us to the second reason. The survey found consumers are feeling flush. They're not as worried about the trade war. For example, Drury says the effects of tariffs aren't really showing up on the sticker prices of cars.
A lot of the cost is still being absorbed by the automaker. I think when we talk about, you know, steel tariffs from over a year ago, all the automakers essentially took in that cost on their own. They didn't pass it on down to the consumers.
Third reason, the survey found that people think they'll make more money next year. Matt Slaughter is an economist at Dartmouth College.
I think a lot of the confidence that people have about now in the future is more related to how dramatic has been the decline in the unemployment rate.
It's now the lowest it's been in 50 years, just 3.5%. I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.